AM 980.
And here's a blogger, Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
And nice to have you here, sir. Super Bowl, of course, yesterday. Just your general impressions on the game. Did you enjoy it?
Well, whenever a team has the ball and they can win the game on their last possession, as the Steelers were in that position, you got to love it. You got to like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't lead once during the game, but they were always there. So it was a game, and I love that.
Yeah, Roethlisberger, I knew it was going to be a bad day for him because even his pass to Christina Aguilera was fumbled.
Oh, you couldn't wait to use that one.
Yeah! Well, speaking of Christina Aguilera, a lot of people are yakking about her this morning, Freddie. She's got a tremendous voice.
Yes.
I think maybe when you look at all those little pop princesses, the Britneys and her and Justin Timberlake, all to come out of the 90s. She's probably got the best vocal range, but she screwed up the national anthem pretty big yesterday.
Now, did you see it live?
I did see it live. I didn't notice it, really, to be honest with you.
I was sitting there with my family, and she was singing it, and something just didn't sit right for me in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wasn't really paying attention, maybe the way I should have been, but something just didn't feel right. And then this morning, of course, it's big, it's national news that she repeated a line.
Yeah. Or she also subbed a different word in, I think. Instead of hailed, she used stand
or something
like that. She's
saying, "What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last reaming." there was supposed to be another word in there.
But whatever it was, really you would think if you're going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl, you might want to rehearse. You might want to practice that thing a few times.
Well, my wife and I were just having that conversation. She said, you know, why wouldn't they have it up on the big scoreboard? They usually do, and they probably did, but if you're Christina Aguilera and you want to come and you're going to kill it and do a great job and be a showstopper, I guess you have that confidence that everything's in place, but then it can go south pretty good.
Yeah, I wonder if it was just nerves, Freddie, or was it, did she rehearse it that way and nobody around her knew any better?
Who knows, Jeff? I mean, I guess we'll find out on TMZ or one of those things later today.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she used the word watched instead of hailed. But I didn't even know the term reaming was in their anthem. What's that all about?
That seems wrong. If that's right, they need to address that.
But hey, listen, a stadium full of American, you know, yahoos. You know, how many of those guys in that stadium were probably half cut yesterday? Nobody noticed it. Nobody cared, probably.
Probably within the stadium, you're right. But Americans take their national anthem very seriously.
And it's usually a foreigner that screws it up. Remember that guy in Tampa a few years ago? He sang O Canada to the tune of O Christmas Tree?
Yeah.
That was actually entertaining.
I was thinking of that one, and of course we all remember it was the World Series, right, when they had our flag upside down during the national anthem.
So these things happen, and of course when it's an anthem, it's somewhat sacred, and the rules are a little different, but at the end of the day, honest mistake. Mm-hmm. Still, to me, the best Super Bowl anthem I've ever heard was Jordan Sparks 3 or 4 years ago.
Really? Better than the Whitney Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody kind of holds that one up there as the national anthem.
Jordan Sparks, because she had just won American Idol. She was just a kid, and it's that sent tingles down me spine.
All right, what about the ads, Freddie? Are you tired of the fact that we got to sit there and watch promos for Dan for mayor instead of the actual good Super Bowl ads that the Americans get to see?
It's interesting. I'm on Shaw Direct, and I'm reading all sorts of reports this morning on certain blogs and boards and stuff that Shaw, if you put on the HD Western Channel out of Seattle, there was no channel substitution. Sorry, I have Shaw Direct, and I checked every station out yesterday, and they all had the CTV logo. So I don't know if there's different feeds to different areas. I don't imagine so. But, yeah, I'm tired of it. Here, I feel cheated because, you know, it's not cheap, cable and satellite. And when I sign up, I chose Seattle Fox, right? Or
right.
Seattle NBC. All those stations out of Seattle, I chose them as part of my package that I pay for. Why selectively, all of a sudden, I don't get to watch those? So, you know, the CRTC decides through the pressure of the networks to to make that switch. So I'm really not getting what I paid for. That bothers me. I'd like to add up all those hours and ask for a refund.
Well, you know, that's a valid complaint because it's not, you've got the CTV feed, so you can choose to watch that if you want, and you pay a premium, right? It's an upgrade to get some of these other affiliates in different markets. So,
well, that's what it is. You know, on Shaw Direct, it's called, it's called the Nets West, and there is a premium for that. I pay extra for it. So, yeah. And we all know what it's about. It's to protect the Canadian networks because if you had the choice, everybody would be watching the American feeds and then they couldn't charge as much in Canada for advertising. So it's forcing us to watch it so they can raise their rates. But that really shouldn't be my problem.
Mm-hmm. Agreed wholeheartedly. But the good news is with the internet now, we can watch these things online. A few of them leaked. Did you see any? And have you got a particular favorite from this year's Super Bowl?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, you got to see that. I think the Volkswagen one with the kid dressed as Darth Vader.
Oh.
It pulls at the heartstrings and is a very, very good ad.
But I'm well aware that Flashpoint is on every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Well aware of that.
And, you know, I can hardly wait for Tuesday night now.
Yeah exactly.
All right, here with blogger Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Also want to mention this morning, Freddie, big business news that AOL has decided to buy the Huffington Post.
Yes.
Another website out there for $315 million. What do you think CanadianThinker.com's worth?
I don't know. Make me an offer.
Well, I got a Timmy's here.
Yeah. $315, maybe. But I think that would be overpriced at this point. Hey, good on them. I mean, it's an indication of things to come. I was making that point on the weekend. I was at my mother-in-law's, you know, and she had a Toronto Star, and it's about, you know, 6 inches thick, and there's newsprint all over the place. I mean, there's going to be a day, and it's coming soon, where hard copy newspapers may not be available at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that number really jumps out at me, 315 mil, because it's like, wow, that really does, when you attach a price tag to a website like that, for whatever reason, I think it puts its power into perspective for a lot of people. And this is, whether you believe it or not, a website that draws about 25 million visitors a day.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a viable vehicle and a viable advertising medium, and we're starting to see, you're right, I think internet sites replace a lot of other traditional outlets.
Well, that's right. They're getting the data now to support what these things are worth, and it's just this is just the beginning. Like, you figure $315 million now for that. 10 years from now, what are these things going to be selling for?
Mm-hmm.
And where's the newspaper industry going to be at?
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think, you know, the good news is we're not going to be shredding trees and printing paper and all of that stuff. I know Rupert Murdoch launched his new site this weekend, too, called The Daily, which is a news thing for iPad as well. So it really is a convergence where we're seeing, like, a lot of opinion pieces you can read, plus photos, video. It's all right there.
It's all in your hand wherever you are, too. So it's amazing. But you make a good point. We won't be cutting down trees. What we will be doing is building ski hills out of monitors and computer hard drives.
Exactly. As you know, you buy an iPad and it's out of date within half an hour, right?
That's it. Yeah. Same with televisions. Totally disposable now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have them fixed, you throw them out and buy a new one.
Well, one guy that is not disposable is Freddie P. And listen, let me know when you get 315 large for CanadianThinker.com. I'd be more than happy to help you spend it.
You know what? I'll buy you a brand new car, MacArthur.
You're a good man, Frederick. You have a good week.
Loving you.
There goes Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Take the break. We got news coming up here at the top of the hour. Then when we return in hour number two, we'll talk to city councilors Joni Beckler and Paul Van Meerbergen, who both have very different ideas on how to grow the city, where we should put our time, energy, and money, what industry. We'll talk to them about that, plus the Monday Sports Roundtable with Devin Peacock and Morris Della Costa from the London Free Press. More Super Bowl talk, plus Mark Tewksbury says that there are two gays in the NHL that he is currently counseling on whether or not they should come out, and would it be the end of their careers? We'll talk about that and more coming up here on MacArthur in the Morning on AM 980.